All right, we are here. Welcome, welcome. We are Kalexis. It is a pleasure to be speaking with you today. We wish to talk to you about magic. Magic is so marvelous, so fantastic, so delicious. Magic is actually a seventh dimensional force. It's part of seventh dimensional balance, magic and energy, balancing in the seventh dimension. Now, seventh dimensional energy is at the place where it comes out of divine order through the force of intention to come into the material planes. So magic and energy, nothing happens without them. Most people know about energy, working with energy, moving energy, feeling energy. Maybe some of you see energy. But magic is right there with it all the time. They're a team. Magic is what lines up energy in accordance to your intention so that you get the stimulus, the activities, the circumstances, the opportunities in your reality, in your life, that you have chosen. You have chosen it before you came here, the grand themes of your life. And in the detail of working out your life, you want to evoke certain things to happen. You want to line up your reality to be pleasing to you. You want your life to work for you. You do this through your intention. You do this in time. So energy and magic, seventh dimension, come working their way down through sixth dimension, fifth dimension, and fourth dimension, time, space, to be able to manifest stuff in 3D for you. Now, you do magic all the time. You just don't know it. Because you see, when you go and you look up a definition of magic, it is the alignment and the influence of events through the use of rituals and spells or harnessing supernatural forces. Well, we want you to know you're already doing that every day, all the time. You just don't know it. You just don't know that you're in connection with supernatural forces because, of course, you call them supernatural. And so that means that you don't think that they're part of your life. So you don't see them. You don't notice them. But you are. You work with magic all the time, just not consciously. And you do put spells. You do create spells. We would say spells are your belief systems, what you believe. If you believe something, you basically put a spell on it to be true. Now, you may not see it in that sense. And rituals, you do rituals all day long. Do you notice what goes on in your mind all day? Your mind talks to you. You have an ongoing conversation with yourself all day long. And when you are looking at your life and setting your life up to be something that you enjoy, something that you want, your mind will tell you why you can have it, why you can't have it, what you must do in order to get it. It gives you the whole spiel of who you are, what you've been, what your preferences, what your likes, dislikes, what's always happened to you in the past. It tells you your story over and over. Some people's major source of entertainment is telling themselves their own story all day long. We would say these people are not necessarily happy people. Because when you tell your own story to yourself, you're basically just reinforcing a belief in cause and effect that establishes your old self, a self you used to be, as your current identity, to create something in alignment with your past. But what seems to be missing for most people is a sense of organization of magic. Yes, we can talk about, yes, you're already doing magic, and you've probably listened to various seminars, read books, done all sorts of things, processes of this and that and the other for manifestation. When you do that, that is also part of a ritual of magic. When you process your own emotional stuff and get yourself into an expanded consciousness, you're also doing magic, because every time you do that, your reality that comes to you in the future, your future life track, your future changes according to who you are. So if you can keep in mind certain particular phases, perhaps steps or qualities that you can deliberately and consciously cultivate, you can direct this magic. You can direct the energy to bring to you more of what you want and to let go more of what you don't want. You can, by the supernatural force, we're talking seventh dimension here. If that isn't quote-unquote supernatural, we don't know what is. Anything beyond 3D is considered pretty supernatural. We want to point out the term natural is in there, because it is. It is natural for you to access all the higher dimensions. We went into explanations and detail of those at one time. So if you can keep in mind certain facets, stages, steps of process, you can stay on top of what magic it is you are creating. Now, magic, of course, is not just this process of aligning stuff. Magic is used as a term, rather loosely, also to refer to the quality of life that comes from it, things just popping into your reality out of nowhere, baffling synchronicities. These are also magic. Now, if you know magic, if you can work with magic, it doesn't be so baffling, so puzzling how things can line up in such a way and pop in such a miraculous fashion. But then your job is not to explain magic. Your job is to utilize magic. Magic is also a term that is used to express a certain enhanced, enchanting quality of something. That is magical. I experienced a magical evening. It was something that lifted you out of 3D, transported you, connected you to something beyond. Something that seems to have greater substance of soul can be perceived to be magical. Magic is in your link with the divine. It is part of your link. Part of the nature of your divinity is to hold this connection to magic. It is natural to you. Now, for those who choose to focus it in a way that is considered woo-woo, you know, like to be witches and warlocks and to do sorcery and so on. Yes, you could possibly really go into learning it, how to do all of these rituals on a physical level and get your cauldron and get your herbs and keep track of the moon cycle so that you can go out barefoot at the full moon and do this and that. And we would call that magic with a K on the end of it, because it is more connected to a pagan tradition. Now, pagan tradition essentially comes from the acknowledgement of your interaction with your reality. But it comes from a time in your reality in which you are not as empowered to create reality as you are now. It was a time where you had to, you know, pray and supplicate some kind of, you know, greater being to help the crops, keep them from failing, to bring good weather, to label the baby to survive. All these kinds of things were asked for. It was something that you were a submissive supplicant for. And so that's why we put all of that into magic with a K, because it's part of an ancient tradition. Nothing wrong with it. It is still functional today. You can still do it. But it is certainly time-consuming and unnecessary at the level of consciousness you are now. For example, rather than getting a cauldron and working it and doing all sorts of rituals and smoke and candles and so on and so on, you can do it in meditation. It is just as powerful now. Now, it was not just as powerful 50, 100 years ago, because the consciousness level on the planet has increased so dramatically, thanks in part to the work you have been doing with yourselves, that you are, in essence, stepping into a more empowered, interactive role with your reality and a greater connection with your divine, and thus your attention, your conscious mind has more power to be able to focus, to be able to align, to be able to move energy. Now, your conscious mind cannot explain it. It's because magic is not logical. Your reality actually is not logical. So there's no way that you can impose logic and reason on magic. You also cannot impose cause and effect on magic. In other words, you can pray and pray and pray and do rituals and light candles and do all sorts of meditations to win the lottery. But whatever you're doing is not earning the lottery. Magic is about receiving. Magic is about being. And most people don't quite get that yet. It's part of the new consciousness. And you will see, as it's part of these steps and stages. But because your conscious mind cannot make any sense of magic, it needs to be harnessed and used to direct energies. Knowing that you're not going to be able to explain what happens, magic and miracles are not generally that easily explained. The synchronicities, the lineups in the seventh dimension, you can't logically control those. You can't analyze. In fact, magic happens out of sight. For those of you who have experienced a lot of magic in your life, you notice that the creation of that magic, or the circumstance, the magical circumstance and the opportunity that came to you, was nothing that you could figure out. It just, somehow or another, the universe moved in such a way to plop it in there, into your life. So what happens is that magic works out of sight. And so for that reason, most people don't think they can do magic. They don't think they're magicians. They don't acknowledge the power that they have. the first of these facets. And you might even want to go in this particular order in your study of magic and learning how to harness it for yourself. The first one is about you. Essentially, your reality is a reflection of you. Therefore, the more you know about yourself, the more you acknowledge your true nature and your truth, the more that you automatically lift your vibratory resonance, your field of resonance, your auric field, your light body. This light body is what interacts on all the dimensions to align your reality to you. So therefore, if you are expanding your self-image, expanding your perception of yourself, expanding your knowledge of who you are as the divine being having a physical body experience, your reality will also start reflecting that you. It can also, as an opportunity, your reality, and here's where it trips up so many people, will bring to you a challenge. Just as you grow through a big expanse and you feel like, wow, I'm on top of the world, everything should go well for me now, then you get some of the same old issue showing up. You go scratching your head saying, what happened? I thought I grew. We don't know how many times we have to repeat this. But the magic also works to show you what you need to let go of. Not just give you a reward for your sudden expandedness and your good behavior. It doesn't work like that. Your reality is going to reflect what you need, what you desire. And if you desire something, but you have an obstacle in the way you're not aware of, by golly, isn't that nice? Your reality is going to show it to you. If you don't take it personally and remind yourself, hey, you know, I'm a powerful reality creator. Everything I've experienced in my life, I have created. This is all my choice. I have worked with my guides. This is all part of it. If you can't acknowledge that you are the single most important factor in magic, that the work that you do to love yourself, to value yourself, to expand your image of yourself, to appreciate yourself, to enjoy yourself, who you are, all your quirks, all your idiosyncrasies, to enjoy you rather than try to make you into something you're not. That is number one in magic. Because when you have that number one, you have greater empowerment to make choices. You know how to choose things. Number two is choice. You are given free will in this universe. This particular universe is all about you having choice. You always have choice. The old you, the child self you, the adolescent you, the you of the past, didn't know you had choice. Your self-image was that you were somewhat insecure or powerless. And you had to please those out there in order to survive. But you see, when you acknowledge who you are as the divine being, you recognize you don't have to please anybody. This is for your pleasure, your will. This is your choice. And if you make choices that are aligned with the spiritual, divine you, choices of empowerment for you, you will find a beautiful, beautiful reality opening for you. just out of these two. These are pivotal. But choice has to be made from a place of power. You want empowered choice. You want ownership of who you are, choice. You don't want to want something just because you think you should. That's a mistake young people make. Oh, I want to have the big house and the big car. It's because if I have that, then other people will approve of me. And wow, that'll be fun. I will feel really on top of the world. I'll have the hot job, make a lot of money. I'll have the perfect family. I'll be the most, you know, fabulous mate and children and blah, 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 blah. And all the forms that you think are going to make you happy. But when you know yourself, you know that the things are just reflecting your choices. And your choice is to be happy. Your choice is to love and to be loved. Your choice is to stay in power. Your choice is to be free, to be you, whatever that is. Whoever you are, it's your choice. If you choose, or you avoid making choices, if you choose because you're under the gun and you don't think there's any other options, or you choose to not choose, you choose to wait and let the reality dump in whatever it's going to dump in for you, you're not utilizing your power of choice. You are choosing. You're choosing to let it go on as it has been in the past. But dear ones, your nature is not stagnant. You came, you want to have a better life. You continuously want things to line up, new and different ways that are improved to your perception. So choice is going to be significantly about what really it is that you truly want. What you really are willing to bring into your life for you. There's a will. Your will. You want to align the world according to your will. Now, in the old traditions, where you had to be the supplicant, you had to align to God's will. And if it happened to you and you suffered, hey, that was God's will, and you had to somehow or another come to terms with it. That period of time is over. You're more of a co-creator, a co-dancer on the planet. You're not someone who's subject to the will of God, which is runs contrary to your will, because when you acknowledge who you really are as the divine being, your choices and your will be in alignment with God, with the divine. So every time you make choices about what you want, where you want to go, what you want to experience, ask, is this choice going to expand my awareness of who I am? Is this choice going to make me inside more powerful, more free, more loving? Right? So choices are important. The third piece has to do with your placement in time, how you perceive time, because you created time. You created time so that you could have the unfoldment of things, so you could explore things, so you could bring into your life certain things, and if you didn't really like them, you could shift them. So you could play with possibility. If you didn't have time and you had you wanted something, bang, it would be right there. A lot of people think, oh, well, that'd be great. Wave the magic wand. That's magic. Bang, it's right here. Shows up instantly. But really, you don't want things to happen that way, because what if you have a What if you have a death wish? Bang! Oops! Oh, sorry, too late. Okay, maybe next life. Okay. All right? You don't want things to happen instantly. Because you want to explore the whole gamut, the whole range of things. And then you want to select out of that range your preferences. That's what a lot of choice is about. But in order for choice to function, you've got to have a sense of future. You got to have a sense of where you are between your past and your future so that you get a sense of flow. You get a sense that there is a way of movement. So you get a sense of your where you are in reference to your reality. You always need feedback. You always need reference points. If you have a reference point of now, which is what your basic reference point is, but if you are referring more to the person you have been and the fears that you experienced years ago, your reference point goes into the past. You will shrink yourself down and your choices won't be good. You won't know much more of who you are. You need to look at where are you going? Who are you becoming? What is ahead for you? The more you are able to be aware of what is and accept what is right now as okay, the easier it's going to be for you to look at your future and line up your choices with the future, to dream a dream, to have a vision, to have a goal that works for you. You need to have a reference of who you are now. So you have a past of what you've already done. And generally in magic, you don't generally want to go back and just repeat that ad infinitum. You want that to be the past. That's your backdrop. That's your history. That's whatever that is. And if you find yourself resisting good things in your life, it's a treasure trove of historical information and data which will tell you what it is you are doing. It enables you to understand some of the wounds, some of the themes of your life, and to be able to heal yourself, to forgive yourself, to love yourself, and to bring yourself up in vibration. But you got to have that past and future. You need to recognize that at any given moment in time, which is the present, which is eternal, which is all there really is, you have an illusion, because time is an illusion, of past and future. But that's what you work with. That's what you utilize in order to evaluate where you're going, what you want. Also, every past you've ever had is currently present. In other words, the child you were at age 5 is present with you right now. Just as the person who you will be, you know, and next week, 2 years from now, whenever, is also present with you right now. Your future and your past are right here. They give you your reference points. And we've talked many a times that in order to really create a really good dream, a really good vision, what you want to do is you want to look at who you want to become as your future self and claim that particular future for you. And that future self is not the one with the big house or the car or the happy marriage. That one is the one who is happy within him or herself. That future self is the one who has the tools, the techniques, the strategies, who just is happy, who is enjoying, who's empowered and free, more than you are now, who knows more of yourself as the divine than you do now. This lines up your future for you. So you have your resonance, You have your choices, and then you have your future. And you choose your future, the future of you, bigger, more expanded, brighter. Already, you're working magic. Magic occurs at every step. But you deepen it. You're enriching it. You can clarify it. Now, once you get an idea of past and future, you go to the fourth piece, which is the awareness of the flow. Now, we've actually talked about this, the reality zone and managing this flow. The flow is that illusory progression of time from the past through the present to the future. It also is the is how things unfold in your physical plane. It's how things develop. There's a sense of development, a sense of direction. You feel a sense of movement. You feel you're moving forward. Well, you're always, in a sense, moving forward. But if you can feel the flow, this is the flow of magic and energy. This is a seventh dimensional flow. This is there for you as your sustenance. This is what you work with. You work with energy. You shape it by intention and magic. The flow is a sense of momentum. If you have a habit, good or bad, it is in momentum. It is something you return to over and over and over again. Your flow will be directed through the reality that is congruent or consistent with that habit. In other words, if it's a bad habit, you will consistently go through a cycle of feeling unhappy about it. And then at the future, you know, feeling the need, going right back into that habit. And you get yourself on a loop, on a cycle, and it just repeats itself over and over and over. Your subconscious mind is the one that aids you in your consistency. It keeps your reality looking consistent. It keeps your patterns of behavior, your routines, your rituals, because all routines that you do are rituals, actually. They keep you, your idea of yourself. It kind of keeps it all in motion. It keeps it all flowing. If you want to create something, if you want to build a business, you know you have to create a foundation. You get it going. You do this, you do that. The business starts to come in. It starts to pick up. It starts to move. It starts to happen. This is a flow. You feel in the flow. You feel in the zone. Athletes, for example, in the Olympics, when they go out there, sometimes they get in the zone. And they do extraordinarily beautiful routines and things. They go faster than before. They do it better, more elegantly, with more grace. Right? There's a flow. When you're in the flow, you are high. And if the flow is good, sometimes the flow is not so good. It can be kind of scary. But there is a flow always going on. If you can tune into it, this is the zone of manifestation. It is in the flow, everything comes to you that you wish to create and manifest. You want to be aware of the zone. You want to feel the flow. And you want to feel the flow without excessive importance, issue, emotion, or what we call charge or significance. The flow has got to be smooth. You want a smooth flow. If things are going smoothly, things happen by magic. You want the flow. The flow from the past through the present to the future. The flow is where things come to you. You want to attune to the flow. And you want to make sure that you don't bump yourself out of the flow by resisting, reacting, or overreacting, by trying to control the flow, to manipulate the flow. Magic's not about any control or manipulation. You can't control anything. It's just not reality. It's not what works. You can attempt to, but it requires all sorts of mess in your subconscious to try and uphold control. It generally will give you bad results. But what we're seeing here is that if you can go with the flow, they didn't know what they were saying back in the 70s when they were saying, go with the flow. That was when they started to notice, hey, there's a flow. Wow, this is great. There's a flow. Just go with what's going on. What's happening? That's the flow. You want to direct the flow by intention and choice, not control it, manipulate it, make it happen. That doesn't work. But if you can get into the flow, you can start to see how the flow is working. You can feel the flow. You can start to ooch it this way, ooch it that way. You can start to play with it. You can start to expect things in the flow. You can start to expect magic in the flow. Because, frankly, everything that happens in your life is magical. Look at it. If you have a business, and in order for you to continue your business, you need people to call in by phone and make appointments, for example, or call in and set up a business meeting. Every phone call that comes in is magic. How did you create that? I don't know. It got organized energy by intention and synchronized and synchronicity and plopped in for you. And if you're in the flow, you'll notice you'll get enough of those phone calls to cover your financial needs. If you really get in the flow and allow yourself to work with the flow, having the vision, the expectation of magic, which always comes in the flow, expanding yourself, your self-image, owning more of who you are, and making empowered choices, you'll find that this flow gets very smooth and lots of magic can happen. And you can not only build a business to support you, but to do even more, to give you tremendous amount of support, tremendous amount of success. It can bring into your life anything, everything that you want. Maybe not exactly the way that you imagined it back in step three when you were putting together your dream, your vision, or when you chose it in step two, but it will be energetically equivalent. You realize that you are coordinating on the other side. The fourth step or phrase or aspect is you are working in co-creation, in tandem with forces that are greater than you. You have your higher self that you're working with who knows way more than you do. You have spirit helpers and guides. And what's really interesting is that everybody has spirit helpers. Everybody has non-physical beings who are with them, helping them out. Actually, if you didn't have this, you'd shoot yourself in the foot and it'd be over. What they tend to do is to modulate your reality for your benefit. So it's really good to allow yourself to open to the connection of support and help from the other side. You don't need extensive rituals or anything to do that, but in meditation, to connect with your spirit friends, spirit helpers. Even the most radical fundamentalist religionist has a whole bunch of spirits hanging around. If they could see it, they'd be freaked. Can you imagine a really fundamentalist, born-again Christian seeing spirit guides around them? Oh, no, they're angels, of course. Yes, you have angels, too. But you have spirit guides, and many of you have extraterrestrials working with you, observing, trying to modulate things so you don't just, you know, mess up. They want you to be able to live a good life span and get a lot explored, which is the point of being physical in the first place. They want you to grow into your more divine nature. They help you. Now, in magic with a K, there are many traditions that work with these spirit guides in somewhat kind of negative ways, like sorcerers will enlist the aids of spirits to go and attack another sorcerer or another magician or somebody, to have revenge, to force somebody to fall in love with you, all these spells and incantations to control. What happens is, for these people, is that they get to this fifth step, and they see that these spirits are here being helpful. Well, let's put you to work to do my bidding. And they're not really growing as a being. They just want there to have jealousy, envy. They want to hurt other people. They want to manipulate and control. So they attract a group of spirit beings who are called astrals. We call them astrals because they're on the lower astral plane, which is kind of roughly equivalent to what is hell or the hell world. Okay, these are entities who, many of whom who've had physical lifetimes, or their thought forms that have taken on a life of their own. And they're very negative. People who have addictions will attract astrals. People who want to do negative things to other people will attract astrals. And these will kind of wedge their way in between the person and their helpful spirit guides, who, because it's a free will universe, if that's what you want, we cannot interfere. They will step back, and the dark astrals will come in and play. But whoever works with dark astral beings is at an extreme spiritual disadvantage. And in a sense, it will destroy you if you let yourself get involved with astrals. Okay. Not that you are, we just are reminding you that there are good support system for you, and then there is the bad support, which is a reflection of you. Your choice. There are some people who, I am a soldier of light and I fight the forces of darkness. Well, this attracts astrals like crazy. Oh, good. He wants to fight us. We like fighting. So all the astrals gather in. Yeah, let's go. So the soldier of light finds more and more battles until he or she is exhausted and wonders, why in the world I cannot seem to win. These forces are too huge. But it may generally be personal astral connections. Not that your positive guides are not in the astral too. They are. But they're not lower astral a vibration, but they are helping you translate your emotions, your thoughts, your intangible stuff into something that can be a resonance that will respond in your reality and bring something to you. So they assist you and your self-image, your choices, your visions, and your flow are very important. This is also this step five or stage five is also where you are receiving what you are creating, what you are asking for, what you are opening to, what you're choosing. How open are you to getting it? How open are you to allowing yourself to receive? you receive so much from your guides and spirit helpers, from higher aspects of yourself. If you can consciously open up to receiving, you have so much more success. It really tunes that flow and the manifestation. So working with your helpers also opens you and challenges you, in a sense, to receive, to allow yourself to have what you want. A lot of people don't really allow themselves to have what they want. And you've got to recognize that's a self-image issue. That's number one. If you think somehow or another you're unworthy, or your story is that you never get what you want, by golly, you'll do it over and over again. You will consistently choose this subconsciously to repeat itself. You'll spend hours and hours and years in therapy trying to uncover why you cannot receive. But you may still stay insecure and judge yourself and criticize yourself and kick yourself and punish yourself for making mistakes. Is that a God being? No. A God being, when they realize that they've made a mistake, that they've chosen kind of the wrong thing, they laugh. Ha! Look at that! Look at what I manifested! Whoa! Okay, I'm going to manifest something else now. Note the lack of significance and importance. Oh my gosh, it must be there's something wrong with me, and I've got to fix me, and oh my gosh, it's showing my insecurities, and people are going to look at me and judge me, and they're going to ridicule me, and they're going to reject me, and... No. You want to receive. To receive, you got to be the God being. You got to own it to whatever extent you can. Now, we're not talking about your ego. Your ego is the one that messes it all up. The ego doesn't know how to receive. The ego is entitled. So if you ever feel like, oh, I've done so much, I'm entitled to this, oops, where's your ego? Let yourself start receiving and take all the importance and significance off yourself and off your manifestation process. Take it all off. That's taking that charge off we talked about on the flow. Just take all that extra stuff off and you can start to receive and say, hey, whether I deserve it or not, I don't know. Whether I need to do more work to get it, I don't know, but for now, I'm going to receive it. I'm going to allow myself to have this. I can have this. I can see myself having this. I'm willing to have it now. And really owning that and asking your guides to help, they will. They'll bring stuff to you. They'll bring everything you need. And like we said earlier, they can even bring you a message. Look, you haven't taken your power here. Look, here is where normally you shoot yourself in the foot and sabotage everything. Look, here is, and they'll bring those things up for you. Doesn't mean that you need to go back into your story. Oh yeah, it always happens like that. Here it is again. No, no, just say no. I choose not this time. I choose to really have it this time because I know that I am a light being. I am powerful. It's your choice will change all those old habits to allow yourself to receive. The sixth step, like we said, that God being, what's the God being's response? It's laughter. The sixth step is to have fun. Take things lightly. Be happy. Feel light, feel happy, feel joyous, have a lot of humor about things. After all, this is a very complex creation you've put together, this life of yours. And if you will look at it from a divine perspective, it's funny. Seriously. We say, seriously, it's funny. It is so, it's a zoo here. It is a crazy circus, this reality. It is odd and bizarre and just the funniest thing. So whatever you manifest, laugh about it. Enjoy whatever comes, knowing that you're in the flow. Start to trust the magic. It will come. You don't see it. You're not seeing the magic. It happens behind the scene. Your conscious mind doesn't see it. It's happening on the subconscious and unconscious levels. To line stuff up, it's happening in the upper dimensions. To line stuff up for you. You can't control anything. So shut the mind up. And laugh. And see the humor of it. See the craziness of life. See the oddities of it. It also helps for you to go and look at, what is it, when you look at Yahoo News, News of the Weird. Okay. Daniel will look at the news on the internet, and there'll be News of the Weird. And it'll be weird stuff, funny, weird stuff that happens. You've probably gotten these in emails, you know, of examples of burglars who've really done really stupid stuff. Thieves who've done stupid stuff. Yeah, you know, it's just a scream that what realities some people think they're in. Realize it's all like that. What is that? Was it that Tony Robbins made famous? Don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. The more that you respond with levity, with laughter, with joy, the easier your manifestations become, the more you can receive, the greater you can acknowledge of yourself, the better choices you can make. You can take more risks. You don't resist stuff if you can laugh about it. Now, we're not necessarily including something that is really huge and tragic, such as the loss of a dear friend or mate or child or pet. You need to respond appropriately to that, but also recognize that there needs to be some lightness as well there. Yes, you have suffered a loss, but at the same time, you can tune into how much you have loved. You can tune into what's important in your life. What matters, what's significant, and really truly significant, what's real in your life. Not the hyper significance of, oh my gosh, I hope this works so that I look good. Or if I don't get this, then all sorts of havoc and all sorts of bad things will happen. So I've got to have this. Oh God, please give me this. Well, that's excess importance, excess significance. But there are things that are significant and meaningful and matter. If you have a good sense of humor, you can deal with it better than a person who will then take it, shame themselves, hurt themselves, destroy themselves, throw their life away. You can make something of it. And in everything else, you can laugh. And it takes all the charge off. It enables the flow to pick up, to flow again if you've somehow or another stuck it, resisted it, jammed it up. It'll unstick the flow by laughing. Keeps things going. And finally, the seventh aspect, piece or stage or step, however you want to look at it, is about knowing that you are here on the planet for greater purpose than just being born, living, dying. You felt it. You know there's something more. Yes, there is. There's an ultimate mission. You have a mission to know yourself and to return to the divine union. As an empowered, realized being, you enter in innocence, and hopefully you leave your life in great wisdom, celebrating, laughing. Your spiritual path is about making your reality more conscious, making you more conscious to you. Knowing yourself, being more conscious, being more aware of you, being aware of your habits, your patterns, being aware of your routines, opening up that awareness into the subconscious, being aware of your intuition, the hints, the messages, the omens that come to you, that your guides, that your support team send you. To make the subconscious conscious. That's what you do when you do some hypnosis. It's essentially you put a conscious anchor down into the subconscious. And when you're in conscious choice, it's easier to choose not to do a bad habit. But when you lose your consciousness, you lose your awareness, and you slide into your subconscious mind, it's like going into like in a dream where you haven't waked up. You go automatically back into old patterns. But when you're conscious, you have choice, and you say no. And you can choose new patterns. You can make a difference. Now, this is something that's ongoing through lifetime after lifetime, experience after experience. But one thing we want to mention is that a great deal of the purpose of magic, too, is for you to get expanded so much that you can start working with fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. You can work with the greater dimensionality of yourself and not just working with your subconscious mind to straighten out all those habits and patterns and make things run more smoothly in positive ways and have positive habits, but also to bring that consciousness into the places that are unconscious, into the collective, into the awareness of what you pick up from your consensus reality, from your mainstream reality, from your consensus world. Here is where supernatural forces show up, as people call them. Here's where you bend the laws of reality. It's in the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind is what holds all the molecules in the shape of a chair or a tree. It's the translator. You know, they talked about the God particle, that they saw the tracks of the God particle. This is a translator from energy into matter. That's the God particle. That's a creative spark. That's the link, missing link. Well, you got it in your unconscious mind. That's why it's so hard to find it in science, because it exists in the unconscious mind, the collective. And not only do you want to fulfill yourself, in a sense, discover more of who you are and experience the celebration of the divine in you, but you also want to do something for this planet, for the world. You want to bring a gift to the world for some reason, for something, to help somebody, because you love, because you care. This is the global connection for you. To make the unconscious conscious, you can also begin to influence and shift things in the world, in your culture, in your weather, everywhere. This is the higher stage of the magician, the one who can work for consciousness and the greater dimensionality and the greater good for the collective. And this is sometimes what we would call your global mission. But it's also part of your spiritual growth and development, because you want to be free of consensus thinking. You want to be free of the traps of self-image that come with the consensus of what a man does, what a woman does, how you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to act. You want to act from your power, from your love, from your light, not because it's social conformity. This is busting out of the box. This is part of your spiritual journey back home to the divine. Now, you may not get to working deliberately and consciously on this step. It generally doesn't come until you've gotten a certain amount of magic lined up and happening in flow, in momentum in your life already. That's when the celebration pours over into the collective. That's when you want to dismantle the greater limitations and to step outside of the limitations of time and space. This is where people are going to be able to teleport. People being and speaking to each other in telepathy. This is something that's, you know, that ETs already have. Some of them have already gone to fifth dimension in their cultures. This is where you're heading, personally and globally. And it's a greater magic, a grander magic, born of grander love for human species, for the planet, for all, for the oneness. If you get to that place working there, it will initiate another octave of magic. Because when you get to that point, the self that you become is so much greater than before that you go, you start with self, knowing yourself at a much grander level, making choices of a much broader impact and capacity. Your power is so much greater. You're able to envision futures. This is where you can create, imagine, dream, invent the future. You can put it into the flow. You can allow it to start opening up. Get yourself on the tracks. Get your world onto the track of peace and cooperation and healing. And where you can receive, allowing others to receive, working with greater forces in harmony, feeling the cosmic humor, lightening up yourself into a new world. But you can always start where you are. You can always put these seven areas down and check them off when you do magic, when you select something, when you want to manifest something. Go through them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Check, 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 check. It will give you a greater draw. In essence, if you work with a collective unconscious, opening up consciousness for your world with a grander amount of love and connection, this will magnetize and pull positive realities to you. It takes a big person, a big bright being, to think of the world, and not just of their own needs and wants. But magic is happening now. How conscious do you want it to be? How much fun do you want it to be? How good do you want it to be?